State officials say New York's unemployment rate dropped from 7.7% in October to 7.4% in November, the lowest level in nearly 5 years. Career transition expert Dan Moran with Next Active Colony says while the number may seem small, it is significant.
That's a nice, healthy drop in the unemployment rate, and as well the number of new jobs that have hit the market. We are seeing real job growth.
The national rate last month was 7%, down from 7.3% in October and 7.8% in November 2012. Moran notes the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley are leading the state. According to the Department of Labor, the state's private sector job count rose by 4,300 to more than 7,493,000, an all-time high. Kevin Jack is the statewide labor market analyst with the New York State Department of Labor.
New York is one of only 11 states in the nation that has regained all of the private sector jobs that it lost during the recession.
The numbers show November's jobless rate is the lowest since January 2009. The rate in November 2012 was 8.2%. Jack notes New York saw job growth in all but two metro areas across the state.
The most rapid job growth is downstate, specifically New York City and Long Island. But the Albany region, private sector job count grew by 2,000 or 0.6%. And that was in line with the overall number for the upstate New York region.
New York City's unemployment rate stood at 8.5% in November, down slightly from October. The rate for areas outside the city dropped from 6.9% in October to 6.6% last month. Jack says the state continues to show balanced growth, with most industries adding jobs.
Ones that added the most jobs over the last year included education and health, leisure and hospitality, trade, transportation and utilities, and professional and business services. So that's a pretty healthy mix. We're looking pretty good across the board.
Dan Moran points out the job market has cooled just a little with the arrival of the holidays.
As soon as we hit that first, second week of January, it's going to come roaring back. It always does.
Moran says job postings in the Capital Region were 1,667 compared to 1,857 the week prior. The Capital Region continues to outpace Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse when it comes to job postings in the market. Labor Department statistics are posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.